Plan B. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. In the last decade, scientists have reported sharp declines in bee populations. While computer models can predict theoretical scenarios of the impact, for ecologists at Emory University and the University of California, Santa Cruz, there's nothing like a little field work. In this case, in a subalpine meadow near Crested Butte, Colorado, at the Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory. At 9,500 feet, there are not a lot of honeybees. But during the summer, this place is teeming with 11 species of bumblebees, 10 of which love a purple wildflower called a larkspur. Marking off a series of plots of these wildflowers, the researchers were able to get up close and personal. They evaluated each plot in its natural state and in a manipulated state, where the team painstakingly removed one species of bee. The researchers actually followed some of the bees to monitor how behavior differed in the manipulated plots compared to the natural ones. Removing just one bumblebee species from an ecosystem had demonstrably clear effects. Pollination was less effective, and the flowers produced one-third less seeds. Apparently, less competition causes less specialization. The effect is way more profound than previous computer models have shown. To know the bee, you must be the bee. With the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.